Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Kate Osborne, VP of Audio here at Vice. The Distance is a series that seeks to document the now. And so, as you're likely aware, right now, protests are spreading across the United States and all over the world in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. We are working on bringing you first-person narratives that address the effects and reactions to that incident and the racial disparities it brings to light. Today, we're starting by reposting a previous dispatch about racial inequality in the healthcare system that coronavirus has only made worse. This is the story of Keith Gambrell in Detroit.
I'll start from the very, very beginning. My name is Keith Gambrell. I'm 33 years old. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, born and raised. I live in 48235. That's Northwest Detroit. It's the most infected area in the city. And this is my dispatch. March 23rd, my Aunt Shelley calls me and asks me if I could go to my grandfather's house to check on Grandpa because Grandpa has been sick for the past week. So I go in, I go to this top of the stairs and yell, "Grandpa, how you doing?" He goes, "I'm okay, baby boy, I'm fine. I just have a stomach flu." I leave, and that night around 10:30 p.m., my brother Garrett, who lives with my grandfather, calls me in a panic. Like, I just found Grandpa passed out in the bathroom. But I call 911. They're walking through the door as we speak. So I get to my grandfather's house in about 10 minutes. And when I go upstairs, my grandfather, he's conscious now. And he's sitting on the toilet. And he looks at me, but he looks at me like very, very confused. Like he really doesn't recognize who I am. He's tired. He's out of breath trying to tell the EMS his name, his birthday. So I go, "Grandpa, you need to go to the hospital." He goes, "No, I'll be fine, baby boy." But I talk him into going to the hospital, and as he's coming down, I go, "Grandpa, I'll see you when you get home. I love you." He goes, "I love you too." So they take him to Henry Ford in Detroit by EMS. The next day, my grandfather had to be put into a medically induced coma because his kidneys were failing. And by the 25th, my grandfather was placed on a ventilator, and he was on a ventilator all the way from the 25th of March until April 6th, 11:45, when he passed. Two days after, me and my mother and father were all at my grandfather's house. Both my parents developed super dry coughs. They both developed fevers. They both kept saying they were tired, could barely even get out of bed. So the next day, my father wants to go to the hospital. So we take him to Beaumont and Grosse Pointe. Father's in the back for about an hour and a half, but his discharge papers just says that he has bronchitis. But to act as if he has the COVID virus and to isolate himself in the house with five other people. So we take my father home. 2 days later, my father needs to go back to the hospital because by this time his temperature is going up. So we take my father to Henry Ford. They tell my father that he has bronchitis once again and send him back home to act as if he has the virus and that it doesn't meet the criteria to be tested today. That was probably like 11:50 Monday night. My little brother Troy calls me 6:30 the next morning screaming, "Dad won't wake up, Dad won't wake up." Like, he's blue. His eyes are open, but he's not here. My dad died April the 7th at 6 a.m., 6 hours after my grandfather passed. Like, I get my grandfather was old. He was 76. He had a great life. But my father should be here. And they just pushed him home to die. Like, and he was a flashing light for the coronavirus. But they're telling him he can't get a test for it. It just feels like he wasn't taken serious enough because he was black. Like, to see it once, okay. But to see it back to back to back at, like, different hospitals, it's mind-blowing. a scary situation to be in, especially to be a black person in America, and you know that your race is the most mortality rate of this virus, and it should not be like that. It feels like a major, unreal nightmare that you can't wake up from because it's your life now. It's just there.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.